Well, we did bring you the news early this afternoon as well that the Australian Rugby Union has said the Western Force is done. It's going to cease to exist. The chairman is Tony Howarth, and he joins me on the program. Tony, it must be a devastating blow this afternoon to hear this confirmed from the ARU.
Ollie, it's devastating, I think, for all rugby union supporters in Western Australia, and it should be devastating for all rugby union supporters in Australia. We've put out a press release this afternoon, as you will have seen. We're going to continue to pursue every possible means that we have to ensure the Western Force remains in Super Rugby, and we've had some great support from Lavin Legal, who have been helping us with the fight along the way. Malcolm McCusker and Andrew Forrest has just been absolutely outstanding in his support for rugby in Western Australia, and indeed what we still believe is in the best interest of rugby nationally.
Well, Cameron Klein, the chairman of the Australian Rugby Union, just said a few moments ago in a press conference it came down to team performance, which I find remarkable that he'd make such a comment when we finished second in the Australian Conference, and the financial situation and effectively the books of the Western Force. Now, you launched this ambitious Own the Force campaign. As you said, Andrew Forrest has come to the party at the moment as well to say he'd do everything in his power to save the club. Is Cameron Klein telling the truth this afternoon?
Oh, look, he's telling his version of the truth. There's the version of the truth which says that when the Western Force was set up a decade ago, it was given absolutely no support by the Australian Rugby Union. And you've got to wonder whether it was actually set up to fail. It was just, we've had just amazing support from everybody in Western Australia. But the truth of the matter is we got absolutely no support along the way from the Australian Rugby Union. We had to find our players. We've never really been given access to Wallabies in the same way as what the Eastern State sides have been. So we've fought this all the way along the way to get fair and equal treatment from the Australian Rugby Union.
And with due respect as well, Tony, the roster this year in particular, probably apart from Dane Haylett-Petty going into the season this year, there weren't too many household names for the keen sports enthusiasts. But I'll tell you what, they know plenty of Western Force players. Now, there's more Western Force players in the Wallabies squad than Brumbies, who were our best performing franchise this year.
Yeah, and it's interesting, in the recent people's pick of the Australian rugby team, there were more Western Force players in there than anybody else. So in that sense,
it's just dumb, Tony. It's just such a dumb decision, isn't it?
Fantastic. It's a dumb decision. It's a dumb decision for rugby.
You know, we'll fight,
Ollie.
And so we should, Tony, because we talk about it being a national code. We talk about the fact this is the Australian Rugby Union, and all of a sudden it's just turned around at Perth to Western Australia and said, well, we're going to kick you in the guts and, well, we basically don't care about you.
Yeah, look, we've just had great support from everybody. We've had support from we've certainly had support from the team on the field, and they've just been fantastic this year. But we've had great support from the Sea of Blue, and we've just had absolutely amazing support from Andrew Forrest, and it continues to be there.
Tony, what's next? What can the Western Force do? Where do you take it to fight this decision?
Well, we're looking at our means of appeal, whether we can take it to the High Court. We're going to do everything possible we can, because we, along with the other rugby and sports people in Western Australia, want to keep a Super Rugby team here in Perth.
Absolutely we do, Tony. Well, we're all behind you, and we wish you all the very best in this fight. It is not over yet.
It's not over yet, Ollie.
Tony Howarth, Western Force Chairman, thanks for your time on Perth Live.
Thanks.
And I made the point a little earlier as well, when sometimes these debates or these discussions come up, people say, well, we're not a rugby town, or who cares? We've got the Eagles, we've got the Dockers. We are big enough to support more than one code of football. We're big enough to support plenty of sports here in Perth, and we should all feel this afternoon gutted by this decision. Still to come on Perth Live today, Matt Tinney, Joe McManus will join me next for the press conference. Bob Kachira, who was the sports minister, who was instrumental in bringing the Western Force here and making sure we got a licence, he's outraged. He'll join me. Plus the Premier, Mark McGowan.